latest team news from clubcall.com.
Well, a very warm welcome along to Tuesday's Manchester City Bulletin. First up, Yaya Toure has claimed people are waiting to criticise his side despite their current good form. Pep Guardiola's side are on an 11-game unbeaten run since a 4-0 loss to Everton at Goodison Park in January and next face Monaco in the second leg of their Champions League round of 16 tie at the Stade Louis II. Despite heading into the game with a 5-3 first leg advantage and a run of 4 wins from 5 Premier League matches, Toure has claimed people are waiting for the team to fail. He said, "When you're a winner and when you want to achieve important things, you have to work hard. Sometimes it's difficult, but you have to be positive because we know people are wanting us to fail. What we have to do is to keep going and working hard." Moving on, and Kevin De Bruyne says Manchester City must build on last season's run to the Champions League semi-finals. City reached the last four for the first time in their history before losing out to eventual winners Real Madrid. They had earlier knocked out Dynamo Kiev and Paris Saint-Germain to reach that stage, winning a knockout game in the competition for the first time, and De Bruyne says they should use that belief to reach this year's final. He said, "I think it was important as a team to make the next step. City have had a difficult time in Europe, which is new for this club, but last year we did great in the Champions League. I think we now have to try and emulate that." Finally, to the ladies' team, and Jill Scott is desperate to help City become the first English side in 3 years to reach the UEFA Women's Champions League semi-finals. European debutant City travelled to northern Denmark for the first leg of their quarter-final clash with reigning Elite Division champions Fortuna Høring on Thursday night. The omens are good for Nick Cushing's side after they overcame another Danish side in the shape of Brøndby last November to reach the last eight. However, Scott is taking nothing for granted but remains very optimistic. She said, "It's exciting times, but I never look too far ahead. I'd be lying if I said it hadn't crossed my mind to see this team in the semi-finals, but I also don't underestimate the amount of work we're going to have to put in to get there."